Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Adrian, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic. I hope that you are fine. The weather's good there?
Yeah, it's actually raining. We thank God for that.
Oh, great, man. I would thank you. You know, I wish that we could actually be having much of this rain. I definitely long for that. Now, we're going to be talking about, the impact of Christian missionaries. And of course, you are doing a missionary work in Copperbelt University, which is under the Seventh-day Adventist Student Missionary Movement, as it were. And please tell us more about what you have been doing since 2010. How did you get into it?
Okay, so to begin with, this year actually I've been a first year at the Copperbelt University.
Mm.
Yes. And so I joined the student missionary movement later as the academic year progressed.
Mm-hmm.
So having learned about the background of the student missionary movement, you discover to say this was an initiative that was brought about by students of the university.
I see. So you joined it this year?
Yes, I did.
Ah, okay. And how did you get there?
Okay, so initially when I joined it, through the leadership, yes, a mission was arranged.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is usually we have two missions per academic year. So the academic year of the Copperbelt University begins in December and ends in September. And so we have the first mission,
mm-hmm,
right in February, March, around that time when we close, and also at the end of the academic year, September.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually, the first mission I attended was this recent one that was in September.
Okay.
Yes. And so we had gone to Zambezi in Northwestern Province.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so we went there for 2 weeks, and it was actually a very wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're about close to 80 missionaries that attended.
Okay.
Yes. And so we broke off into three groups as three sites were picked, which were in the rural areas of Zambezi district.
Right.
And so, I was at the furthest site, which was about 86 kilometers away from the central business.
Now, yes, are you still continuing?
Well, if I would share the experience there.
Yes, I'd love to hear about the experience.
Okay, so firstly, I was really anxious and scared because it was my first mission ever. And looking at the place,
yeah,
they speak the language that I completely had no idea of.
Okay.
Which is Lunda.
Lunda?
Yes.
Okay.
That's one of the languages here in Zambia. And so, I did not know how it was going to go because I had no experience whatsoever with the language. And so, when we got there, I was anxious, I was afraid, but I believed that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Amen. And so, when we arrived, we were delayed by 2 days because we were having challenges with the bus we had boarded, as it was having tire punctures.
Mm-hmm.
Twice, actually,
oh,
in the road.
Goodness.
Yes. And so, that was also a fearful moment because it was the first, and such a thing had never happened,
mm-hmm,
at least as I listened to the history.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, we arrived 2 days late, and then we broke off into smaller groups, and they went to my mission site.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting there, the people came to us, we spent a night, and the following day, we were arranging for the crusade site. And so we went in homes to invite people to the crusade. And the only thing I knew is how to greet.
Is how to what?
How to greet.
Ah, okay.
Yes, and so that was very fearful and frightening because you do not know what to say. But we need the people there. And so by God's grace, using hand gestures, they could get at least what would try to communicate. And also, because the site I was at was located just around a school, there were some few pupils that could understand English. And so we would request them to help us with the translation as we spoke to the people.
Okay.
And so really, as the work began door-to-door evangelism, the people were very welcoming and very anxious for God's word. Of course, not all of them, but at least most of them.
Most of them, yeah.
Yes. And it was actually a wonderful experience because when you look at the environment in school, you discover to say it's very different from where we went.
Okay.
At the mission site, people were literally thirsty and hungry for God's word. And you could feel it. You could feel it. And so by God's grace, we were able to visit home by home, house by house, and present to them God's word in its fullness.
Beautiful.
We did have language barriers. Yeah. We did have some language barriers, a lot actually. But by God's grace, he was able to provide some locals amidst the families that we visited that were willing to help us with the translation. And so when we shared God's word, it was actually a wonderful experience.
Beautiful.
Those that could understand English and Bemba, we could speak to them. Then after they've been convicted, they would actually even speak more than we did their peers.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Yeah.
And that's one of the things that was actually very amazing about the experience.
But
they were convicted with the truth.
Yeah. And they also got involved.
Yes. Yes. They did get involved. And so we'd have some challenges from time to time. Yeah. Because people there are hand to mouth kind of living. Where, they need to work get what they will eat for that specific day. And so for most houses, we will not find people. For those in which we found people, we would really share them. And personally, the experience was just life-changing.
Now, how long were you there?
Okay, so because we were delayed by 2 days in the road, we were supposed to be there actually for two, which is 14 days.
You were supposed to be there for 14 days, you say?
Yes.
Okay.
But minus the 2 days in which we delayed in traveling there, we actually were there for 12 days.
Okay. And then how many souls would you say God impacted there?
From the site I was, we had about 50 souls that gave themselves for baptism.
Wow, that's good. That's beautiful, man. Praise the Lord. I think this is a beautiful, beautiful work. So, when is your next mission?
The next mission is when we resume the coming academic year, which is around March.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. No, that's good. That's good. And then to those who are listening, what would you say are the joys of being part of the missionary movement?
The first one is you really get to see God's power firsthand. You would literally see God transforming lives firsthand. And another thing in addition to that is you would also feel yourself drawn closer to God than ever before as you observe his power manifesting in your life. And so our goal is to be more like Jesus. And so if we must attain that, we must behold things of Christ.
Yeah.
And the missionary movement is actually one of those things.
Oh, beautiful stuff, man. Beautiful stuff. And your word to those who may wish they could be part of mission wherever they are in the world, what would you advise them as we part ways now?
I would advise them to actually take the step, the leap of faith, and just try and be a part of any missionary movement. And trust me, you will not regret it.
But let me ask you one last thing, the role of prayer. Talk to us about that before I let you go.
Okay. So prayer actually is the key to effective missionary work. Because what prayer does is actually enables you to work through the power of the Holy Spirit, things that actually seemed impossible for you. I would give an example of the same language barrier that we had. While people may not fully understand, the little that they did understand impacted them to an extent that they even gave themselves for baptism.
Wow.
And so that's one of the roles that prayer gives. And also prayer keeps us safe.
True.
You know, even as we travel in these places that are entered, there are a lot of things, including sorcery and witchcraft. Okay. And we know that the devil equally is fighting against God's cause. And so as we do the missionary work, when we involve ourselves in prayer, really we'll stay safe until we finish God's work.
Yeah, beautiful
and
stuff.
Prayer, and prayer will actually enable us to tap into God's blessings and miracles more directly.
Oh, yes. Oh, man, this is such a heartwarming story. Man, Adrian, thank you so, so much for joining us and telling us about this. I'm sure that we, sometime next year, we will have to catch up with you, you know, leading up to the mission itself. And perhaps, you know, trying to catch up with you as you are in the mission, just to get to hear a blow-by-blow account of what is happening on day one, on day five, on day eight, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. You said it's around March next year, so definitely we are looking forward to that one. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Sure, thank you so much.
Lovely, have a good, great
God one. Bless.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you, sure, bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.